Hello, everyone. Hi, everyone. It's Paul Hopkins of Your Podcasting out in this very dreary day in Birmingham. Hey, we get a lot of them, but yuck. It's one of those rains that is spitty and kind of, no, drizzly, fine, drizzle, horrible. It's like the kind of thing that you would get near the coast almost. It's that. Anyway, I thought that I would respond really to Armani Blog. Armani Paul, he's talking about, in this instance, he is talking about blogging and the fact that he stopped or text blogging primarily because of people with reading difficulties not being able to access his information, which is... Well, I would say laudable, but actually he's not trying to be laudable. He's just doing what comes naturally to him, which I think is brilliant. He also discussed the whole thing around a little bit around what's discriminatory and what isn't, and more an acknowledgement that he is discriminatory in some ways. I think there is a way of being discriminatory. This is an aside, without being prejudiced. Prejudicing somebody, you can be discriminate. You be discriminate about something, and that's okay, I reckon, in some circumstances. Anyway, purpose here today was to talk about blogs, and incredible, really, how far things have come. You know, it was lovely that he actually said that he was excluding VI people. That was one of the categories of people who would have been excluding by blogging. But back in 2004. We were well on our way with, accessing websites with screen readers and things like that. But obviously, he may not necessarily have known that. So you could add the preconceived idea research maybe, and then find out what people were actually accessing then. But hey, you know, again, hats off. It's just an incredible thing that he didn't know about the VI community in that sense. He was aware of us, and to beware and an awareness of not doing things in certain ways. But if he'd have had more of an awareness, he would have researched and found that actually, yeah, we were accessing stuff like that anyway. but that isn't a dig. It's just what. It brings out for me is the fact that we're much more aware of each other now than we used to be, or at least there's the opportunity for that, given our global communication and the ability to speak in more ways than ever before. But it also prompted me to really say that and talk about, you know, my blogging experiences, and really, you know, my blogging was always through Audio Boo, and so back in back in 2004. I started podcasting, and that's where the name VI Podcasting came from. And it was at a time when everyone was coming out with blind podcaster, blind this, the blind whatever, which was fine. We've had a little bit of a discussion on the community about the use of blind in our blog names and in our usernames. That isn't what I'm here to talk about today, but I chose VI Podcasting really as a little break from what was becoming the norm. So people could say, oh yeah, so you mean visual impairment? So no, I mean various interests. I could mean very important. I could mean all sorts of things. Very involved in some cases, because some of my podcasts were a little bit detailed on certain things. But it was for me an awareness-making thing, as much as wanting to just archive my life somewhere, or parts of my life somewhere for people to hear if they wanted, but really for me to listen back to. And it was just the joy of being able to put your stuff out there and knowing that you would get a pretty decent audience, even if it was a niche thing that you were talking about. And I think that's the same with blogging, really, isn't it? There'd always be someone globally that's interested in what you're talking about. So really that, and then I stayed with it, really, and I did start a blog. I have one still called Things That Go Bump in the Day, and that was because that was a bit of a play on the whole thing about being visually impaired, that you can, there's a saying, isn't there, things that go bump in the night, I think it's bumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthedaybumpinthed fire up to that blog too. But I think I will start maybe texting, doing some text work from there as well, because text is very different from the written word. Now, I love hearing audio booths. I love hearing, for example, Paul and the background going on for him. There's a background going on for me at the moment. There's someone using a circular saw over in a house, which will hopefully be to the left on this boom. And then there was one of our students, I think, getting a little excited over towards the right. And then there are cars going across through the middle of the soundscape every so often. And there is Usher getting exercised and doing his business in the run straight in front of me. So we have a whole landscape of sounds. No idea what that one was. Is but you're thinking about the holistic nature of the picture, the audio picture that's being built for you when you're listening to someone speak on audio, whereas with the text blog you're thinking about just the text they've written and trying to maybe imagine the context in what they're speaking of or what they might be saying, what they've written. It's a different experience, still holistic but different. And really, I'm musing about it all, really, having listened to Paul talking about it. It's very inspiring, actually, just by being himself. If you don't follow Armani blog, then do follow Top Gold 2 and follow McColgan. I'm increasingly listening to him now. But yeah, I love this whole thing about blogging. And actually, Paul, the message is that if, and I can't remember what service I'm using now, but if you go onto my Bump in the Day blog, you'll see there's a link for each of the entries where it will read out to you what it is has been written. So it will text read it. I think it still works. I think it's still up there, and it's a free service that just does its thing. It just reads the blog entries for you. Rather cool. I will go and check at some point to see if my own thing is still up there and still working. I believe it is, but I would like to make sure. Anyway, I think that was all I wanted to say. I don't think I wanted to sort of unravel anything else majorly, but as I said, audio very much is my blogging preference, if you will, and in that sense I suppose I am discriminatory, because it happens that audio boo, let's face it, is attractive to other people, to lots of other people. But I discriminate in the sense that it's my preferred way of doing things anyway. I enjoy listening to audio and what people have got to say and interesting stories and all that business that often only come to life in an audio format. But I, over time, have come to value the spoken word and the written word as becoming more of an equal thing. So, I think that's Ryan rather than Usher having a wee. So I'll stop here, everyone, and just let you hear a bit of landscape in sound. That should have been a car going from left to right. I'm not going to swap this round if it isn't the case, but yeah, I'll leave you with some ambience and I will say goodbye for now. Goodbye for now.